Welcome to Torah Yemecha, Nach Yomi with the OU's Women's Initiative. I am Rebecca Belazon, and today we are studying Shoftim Perek Zayin. And the Perek begins that Gideon and the people that are with him, they wake up early in the morning and they camp next to Ein Harod, and the camp of Midian is on the north side of them. And Hashem says to Gideon, listen, the people that are with you are too many for me to give Midian over in your hands. Otherwise, they may think, Yadi Hoshieli, it was my hands that saved me and not God. And so therefore, he says, you need to call out to the people and say, whoever is fearful, whoever is trembling, let them go and return. And so 22,000 people return, and Gideon is only left with 10,000 people. Pasuk Dalet, Hashem says to Gideon, listen, there are still too many people. So bring them down to the water, and I am going to purify them. Meaning, I will tell you which ones should go with you and which ones should go home. And it is obvious that it's only Hashem that can really decipher the righteous from the non-righteous, because only Hashem knows what is truly in each and every person's heart. And so they go down to the water, and Hashem says, listen, have them drink the water. And those that lap up the water and they cup their hands and bring the water to their face to drink, they will go with you. But those that kneel down to drink the water, you should send them home. Now, according to Rashi, those that kneel down, they do so because they are accustomed to do avodah zarah, and therefore such people should not go and battle with you. And so therefore, Gideon is left with only 300 men. And Hashem tells Gideon to go with the 300 men who lack the water, and that I will save you, and I will give Midian over in your hands. And so Pasuk Ches, Gideon sends the men home, and they give the remaining people provisions. They give them their trumpets, their shofros, and they leave. So now each of the 300 men that are left, they each have a shofar, which will be used later. And that night Hashem says to Gideon, get up and go down to the camp, because I have given them over in your hands. But if you're afraid to go down, so then you should go down with Pur Yana'ar, and you should listen to what the people in the camp are saying, and then you will be strengthened. And then you will go and fight the camp. And so Gideon goes down with Pura to the edge of the camp, and he listens. And the Pasuk in Pasuk Yud-Beis tells us that Midian, Amalek, and Mene Kedem, they were camped in the valley, and they were literally as numerous as locusts. They couldn't even count their camels. They were as numerous as the sands in the shore. So we see that they are so many, and yet Gideon and his men are only 300 people. And so Gideon goes down to the camp, and he hears a person telling his friends, you know, I had this dream last night, and you know what I dreamt? I dreamt of this cake of barley bread, a roasted cake of barley bread, a tzlil lechem she'orim. It rolls into the camp of Midian, and it comes to the tent, and it hits it and it falls, and then it turns it upside down, and it turns upside down and the tent falls over. And according to Rashi, the barley roll symbolizes the Korban HaOmer, the barley offering which they brought now as it was Pesach, and that would serve as a merit for Bnei Yisrael to defeat Midian. And so his friend, who's listening to his dream, he responds and says, you know, this dream symbolizes the sword of Gideon ben Yoash. And clearly, Hashem has given over Midian and the entire camp into his hands. And so when Gideon hears this Pasuk Tedvav, he hears the dream, he hears the interpretation, he bows down and he returns to the camp. And he tells everyone, get up, because Hashem has delivered Midian into your hands. He returns, he feels confident, he feels empowered. We should note that his first reaction is bowing, because according to the Mitzudah, it was one of Ahudah, it was one of gratitude to Hashem. And additionally, even though Hashem tells Gideon that he will give over Midian into his hands, he will give Midian into Gideon's hands, he tells the people that Hashem will give Midian into their hands. This, according to the Kriyakar, displays his humility, as he was not looking to take honor for himself. So now we see Gideon as a leader, someone who bats for Bnei Yisrael, as we saw in the previous parak. He is somebody who is grateful, and he is also someone who is humble. Pasuk Tet Zayin, Gideon divides the men into three groups, and he gives each man a shofar. He gives them a shofar, he gives them an empty pitcher, and a torch to put inside this pitcher. Now, according to Rashi, on a simple level, all of these things were practical. They went down to the camp at night, so they needed torches to illuminate the way. But they didn't want the torches to be so bright, so they put the torches into the pitchers to dim the light. But symbolically, this was actually meant to commemorate the Zechus of Matan Torah. The Pasuk describing Matan Torah says, V'chola amro im es hakolos, v'es halapidim, v'es kol ha-shofar, v'es ha-harashan. And the entire nation, they saw the voices, they saw the torches, they heard the voice of the shofar and the mountain that was smoking. So all of these items clearly reference Matan Torah, the shofar, the sound, the light, the smoke from the torches. Because what is our real zchus? What is our real merit in this battle? It's the zchus of the Torah. And that is really the key to the success of in our lives. If we want to be successful, if we want to win the wars, whether the big wars of Midian or whether the small things we battle with and we struggle with, it is all through the zchus of the Torah. And now, Pasuk Yitzayin, Gideon tells the 300 men that when they get to the camp, they should look at him and they should do whatever he does. When I blow the shofar, then you should blow the shofar, and you should call out La Hashem Ula Gidon, for Hashem and Gidon, like a battle cry. And according to the Malbim, Gidon has an 8-step battle plan. Number one, he divided them into three groups to attack from three different sides. Number two, he gave them all trumpets to confuse and startle the Midianim. Number three, he also gave the torches to scare them with the smoke and the fire. Number four, he gave them empty jugs. So when they break the jugs, suddenly the torches and the smoke will appear in addition to the noise that will be created from them smashing the pitchers. Number five, he is going to be the one leading the people. Number six, they should follow his actions. Number seven, the shofar will be blown around the camp, causing them to think that there are many soldiers. Because normally in those days, each battalion, each unit had one shofar. So if there are 300 shofars being blown, it means that there are 300 battalions, there are 300 units. And finally, number eight, they will scream La Hashem Ula Gidon, they will scream out their battle cry. And so Gidon takes his 100 men to the camp, and it was the beginning of the middle watch, meaning the people from the first watch had been up for many hours, they had finally gone to bed. The second watch had just gotten up, and so they were drowsy because they just started their shift, and everyone else is sleeping. And so Gidon and his men, they launch their attack. They blow their shofros, they blow the trumpets, and they smash the pitchers that are in their hands. And then the other two camps, the other two groups, do the same. They blow the trumpets, they break the pitchers, and they hold the torches in their left hands, and in their right hands they blow the shofar to they hold the shofar to blow, and they call out Chayrav Hashem, Chayrav Hashem Ula Gidon. Pasuk Chavalef, they stood in their place, and what happens? Chaos ensues. The entire camp runs and they trumpet and they fled. It was literally complete chaos. Some blew the shofar to announce the war, and others are running away from the war. And they blew the 300 trumpets, and Hashem made it that each man raised his sword against his friend and throughout the camp. And what happened? They run away. So according to the Malbim, some people actually sounded the shofar to announced that the battle was starting, and others ran. So what happens? They think that the people that are running are their enemies, and literally the Midianim, they start killing each other with swords. It is literally chaos. People are running, people are killing, and they don't know what's going on, and Gidon's men are standing on the side and they are watching. Pasuk Chav Gimel, there where Midian ran, the people from Naphtali, from Asher, and from Manasseh, they gather to pursue Midian. And Gidon sends messengers throughout the mountains of Ephraim saying, come down, come and fight Midian. You should block off their waterways so they cannot escape back to Midian. And the people of Ephraim gathered, and they did so. And Pasuk Chav Hei, the parak ends, and they capture the two princes of Midian, as Ze'ev, as Orev, and they kill them, and they pursue Midian, and they take the heads of Ze'ev and Orev, and they bring them back to Gidon. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishnas, Malka, Esther, Bas, Tzvi, Yosef.